Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
Sadya na lang ba swerte-swerte ang buhay? Bakit may mga iba madaling yumamat at magtagumpay, pero may mga iba naman hanggang ngayon, hirap na hirap at di umaangat? Kaya sa vlog na ito, malalaman mo kung paano mo magagamit ang unfair advantage para ikaw ay umunlad at yumaman.
Hi, I'm Chinkitan and you're listening to Chink Positive Podcast, where I aim to equip you to become wealthy and debt-free, teaching you on how to save, budget, get out of debt, and invest. Let's get into the episode.
Hi there, this is Chinkitan, your pambansang wealth coach. Nako, sa episode natin na ito, nako, nagpapasalamat talaga ako kay Crypto Vlog, okay, Crypto Vlog, kay JR po, kay ito si JR Crypto po. Sa TikTok po siya, hanapin niyo na lang JR Crypto. Napanood ko sa episode niya. And I want to make a commentary about the things that he discussed, about the unfair advantage. He read a book called The Unfair Advantage by Ash, Ali, and Hassan. Ito naman, it's about recognizing and leveraging about unique advantages in life. So yan ang pag-uusapan po natin, and meron tayong pag-uusapan ng Miles Framework. Miles Framework, M-I-L-E-S, na makakatulong po sa inyo to really take advantage para ikaw yung umangat sa buhay. So pag-uusapan po natin itong tinatawag na unfair advantage. Lahat daw ng tao may unfair advantage sa buhay. Kailangan lang natin malaman kung ano yan at paano natin magagamit para sa ating ikangakapakanan. Like for example, unfair advantage ni Aga Mulak. Nung siya po ay nagsabog ng, si Lord nagsabog ng ikangakagwapuhan, present siya, ako, late. Si Aga talaga, kung makita mo in person, talaga, artistahin talaga ang dating. Talagang, undeniably. Number two, ito naman, si John Mar Fajardo, unfair advantage niya, kanyang height. Diba? Almost 7+. Regine Velasquez, unfair advantage yan. Napakaganda talaga ng kanyang boses. Kaya kahit na pilitin natin na maging Regine Velasquez ang ating boses, kung talagang yan talaga ang gifting ni God talaga sa kanya, eh talagang tinatawag nating unfair advantage. Ganun din. Si Marian Rivera, ano pong unfair advantage siya? Ang unfair advantage ni Marian Rivera, siya po ay pagkaganda-ganda. Diba? Nung nagsabog din si Lord ng kagandahan, okay, siya lang yata ang present. So, likewise, all of us, naintindihan nyo, how can you use right now your unfair advantage on your end? Even though, like for example, ano ba kaya unfair advantage ko? I don't have the looks, I don't have the height, I don't have the voice, di ba? And definitely, hindi po ako kagwapuhan. May itsura ako, pero hindi lang maganda. So, even though I don't have much, even though I didn't have much capital when I started, but my unfair advantage, which I realized, I was exposed to Chinese parents. And as Chinese parents naman, yung orientation po namin, yung talagang importante po sa amin talaga yung pera. Breakfast, pinag-usapan natin pera, lunchtime pera, dinner time pera pa rin. So at the same time, we're exposed to sales, to business people. Diba? Yun po, talagang magnenegosyo. So I started my sales career when I was young, and then I made my first million when I was in my 20s. So yun po ang masasabi ko right now na unfair advantage ko. So right now, according to the book na binasa po ngayon nga ni JR na kinonsepto na in-encapsulate po niya, sinabi niya, lahat po tayo meron tayong unfair advantage. Do you agree? So if you agree, please give me a nod. So meron siyang shinare na Miles Framework, M-I-L-E-S, that will be able to identify your unfair advantage. If you're ready, get a piece of paper and a pen. Let us discuss this together. Let's start with letter M. M stands for money. So, ang unang tanong, kung ikaw ay mag-uumpisa ng any enterprise, siyempre, kailangan po natin ng pera. So, ang unang tanong mo, do you have funds to pursue your opportunities? Okay? Or if not naman, kung wala kang pera, anong pwede mong gawin? Gamitin na skills mo or gamitin mo na talent mo para ito ay ma-convert to money. Diba? Nagigets nyo? It's very important for you to understand na, yun nga, number one, kailangan talaga natin ng pera. Kung wala kang pera, huwag kang mamblema, which also happened to me, I started with no capital. Ang ginagamit ko lang talaga, puhunan ko, laway. So basically, what I look for are opportunities that doesn't require me money. Ang ginagawa ko lang, nag-aahente ako, tapos pumapatong lang ako, binibigyan nila ako ng commission, doon ako kumikita. So, number two, kung ikaw naman po ay may pera on the other side, how can you use, di ba, your capital to start up a business? So, importante po yung M. Meron ka bang unfair advantage with that? Number two, letter I. Yung letter I naman stands for intelligence or insight. So, ano po yung intelligence mo? Ano po yung tinatawag nating angking talino mo? Yan, oo. Yung tinatawag nating strengths mo, whether we like it or not, all of us, we have strengths and we have also weaknesses. Kaya ang tanong, ano ba ang kalakasan na pwede mong gamitin? Like for example, again, I believe one of the strengths that God has given me as my unfair advantage, I have the gift of communication and comprehension. I can take something that is very complicated and make it very simple to understand, just like what I'm doing right now. So, pinapaliwanag ko po ito sa inyo para maunawaan nyo, para ma-digest nyo, para ma-accept nyo, para maunawaan, para maintindihan nyo. So, ang kailangan, paano mo magagamit ang iyong intelligence right now para ikaw ay kumita? Yan ang kagandahan din ng tinatawag nating unfair advantage. How can you use your existing skills, your intelligence, in order for you to monetize? Di ba? So, M, and then I, intelligence. L stands for daw, look or location. Di ba? When you say look, yung itsura mo. Paano ba natin magagamit tong ika nga yung itsura mo to your unfair advantage, which I mentioned a moment ago, Aga Mulak, Marian Rivera. Ito yung mga looks po nila ay talagang supernatural talaga, pang-artistahin talaga. Kung ikaw naman ay nagdinegosyo, di ba, pwede mo rin gamitin yung location as your unfair advantage. Like for example, maganda ba location mo? Like for example, kung ikaw ay nasa business district, di ba? In other words, yung networking opportunities mo ay mas malaki po ang opportunities dahil nga, malapit ka lang sa lahat. Mapupuntahan ka, dumadami ang nakakilala sa'yo. So, compared naman kung ikaw ang location mo ay nasa probinsya, di ba? Eh, yung kalamihan ng kliyente mo, let's say, nasa Metro Manila. Siyempre, hindi sila makakapunta dito. Kaya, malamang, pwede rin maging advantage ang iyong ika nga location. So, importante po, tanungin mo sarili mo. Let's go to letter E naman. Okay, ano naman po yung letter E? E stands for experience, education, and expertise. How can you right now leverage yung number one, karanasan mo, edukasyon mo, at yung ikang kakayahan mo, yung expertise mo. So, that's the reason why, ito lang po, babalik na naman tayo sa diploma at diskarte. Education is really important. It opens door eh. It opens door for you. Lalo na pag ikaw eh, gusto mo mamasukan talaga sa mga kumpanya. Kadalasan po ng mga kumpanya, naghahanap po ng pagkakataon na mag-hire ng mga tao talagang meron siyang degree. Agree o disagree? So, disadvantage talaga pag wala talaga tayong diploma. And then also, syempre, yung hindi lang po education na mahalaga. Syempre, tinitingnan din yung experience mo. Gaano katagal ka na sa field mo? Pwede mo magamitin yung experience mo in order for you to leverage, in order for you to have an unfair advantage. Which I did, no? Yung experience ko as a movie actor, as a communicator, as a parang artist, nagamit ko right now. Even if I am on stage right now in public, nagagamit ko yung ano ko yung during the time na nag-i-stage pa ako. Nagagamit ko siya ngayon sa public speaking. So nagagamit ko rin, like for example, right now sa pagbablog ko, in terms of making connection, looking at you eye to eye, nagagamit ko rin po to, no, in terms of my experience.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And last but not the least, paano mo magagamit pala yung iyong expertise as your unfair advantage compared to others? And whether we like it or not, matagal na ako sa larangan ng pagtuturo sa pera, so naging expertise ko na to. And lastly, yung S. Yung S is what we call a status. Ito naman yung perceived value mo. Halimbawa, nakapagtapos ka, di ba, sa mga malalaking eskwela, di ba? So again, advantage mo na naman yan compared sa mga ibang mga tao na talagang ika nga ay hindi po nakapagtapos. Or like for example, ang apelido mo maikli. Di ba Tan? Si, di ba? Pagkatapos niyan, syempre kilalang mga personalities and business. So kung ikaw magne-negosyo ka, maikli ang pangalan mo o apelido mo, parang uy, magiging successful yan eh kasi negosyante ang pamilya niyan. Kaya kung ikaw naman, like for example, on my end, I'm a book author, that's my status, mas believable ako compared sa mga ibang speaker na siguro wala pang books, wala pang best-selling books, at the same time, wala pang following sa social media. So in other words, how can you use your present status as an unfair advantage? Kaya kung titignan niyo po itong tinatawag na miles, no, napakaganda po talaga nito. Number one, again, paano malaman? First, money. Kahit may pera ka o wala, pwede mong gamitin yan. Number two, I, is intelligence. Okay, and then L is your looks or what we call as location kung ikaw may business na physical business. And then next is also E, experience, education, and expertise. And last is status. How can you use all of these to your unfair advantage? Kaya nga ang challenge ko sa inyo is this. Once you recognize and you utilize these unfair advantages, it can really open to significant opportunities. Kaya nga, itong importante po, no? Tatanungin kita, ikaw ngayon na nakikinig sa vlog na ito. If I were to ask you right now, ano sa palagay mo ang unfair advantage mo sa buhay? How can you turn even your darkest situation in life to your advantage? How can you turn your pain into gain? Paano mo magagamit din ito? Next question. Paano mo rin magagamit itong Miles Framework sa iyong advantage? I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen and start writing down money, intelligence, look, location, experience, education, expertise, and status. How can you maximize this? Grabe naman, sana naman na natuwa kayo sa episode na ito. So I hope that you have learned something, that I have added value to you. If I did add value to you, please don't forget to like, share, comments, and subscribe on this podcast channel. As I always say, to every problem, there's always a solution. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Always think positive. Bye!
Hi guys! Thank you for listening to this episode of the Think Positive Podcast. This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. If you want to keep on growing and stay inspired, follow us on wherever you're listening to this podcast and share it with friends. Have a good day and always think positive.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.